AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Two terrorism suspects are in court today in Santa Ana, California. Authorities say that they wanted to become martyrs for the group, the Islamic State, and had gone as far as getting a ticket for one of them to Turkey. Both were prepared to fight and die on the battlefield for the militant group. The White House is urging the Senate to keep the NSA surveillance authorization alive.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says unless the Senate accepts the House plan forthwith, officials will start to shut the surveillance down.
There is no plan B. These are authorities that Congress must legislate.
The House bill would end government collection of phone records. Senate GOP leaders want to continue the NSA program as is. But Earnest says the time for haggling is past.
We've got people in the United States Senate right now who are playing chicken with us.
He says failing to approve the bipartisan measure carefully crafted with NSA input would endanger U.S. security. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Investigators in their arrest warrant say they don't believe Darren Wint acted alone in the death of a Washington, D.C. couple, their son and housekeeper. The acting U.S. attorney for the district says the investigation continues.
Though Mr. Wint is now incarcerated and he's held without bond, our work is not done.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen says she expects to begin raising interest rates later this year, but only if the job market continues to improve, and that they're confident inflation will get closer to its target rate. Wall Street today, stocks closed lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 53 points. The NASDAQ 1 point lower. S&P 500 dropped 4. TLC has dropped its reality series, 19 Kids and Counting, that follows reports of sexual misconduct against Josh Duggar from when he was a child. This is AP Radio News. Buckle up those seatbelts. The Memorial Day weekend is here.
The Vince Lombardi service area off of I-95 in New Jersey is full of cars making pit stops on their holiday journeys. Ron Krasnick and his wife are headed north from Philadelphia to the Berkshires.
We love it. The lake is there. Entertainment, relaxation, diversion. Time with my lovely wife.
And he has a way to make the time in the car go by.
The secret to the drive is Books on Tape.
Ironically, the book on tape he's listening to right now is The Girl on the Train. Julie Walker, New Jersey.
A federal appeals court says America's largest tobacco companies must inform consumers that cigarettes are made to increase addiction, but they don't have to say that they lied about the dangers of smoking. It's a partial win for the cigarette makers. They objected to having to run ads saying that they lied. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.